Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Schultz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Moncrief. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Moncrief. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Unser. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trucks. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla takes first base on ball four. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Unser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins juggles the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schultz for the out. Stevens moves to third. Christman moves to second. Two outs. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Higgins moves to third. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. Two outs. Al Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Unser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Zarilla takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zarilla moves to third. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Lobbs reaches second base with a double. Zarilla scores. McQuinn moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. Lobbs scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield hits a pop-up towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schultz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Schultz reaches second base with a double. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-1 in the game. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and has Schultz trapped. There's the throw to Higgins, who throws to Wood, who tags Schultz for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moncrief moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Zarrilla strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 6-0, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Stubby Overmyer now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Burns hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Burns reaches second base with a double. Stevens scores. It's 7-0, Browns. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Christman reaches second base with a double. Burns scores. It's 8-0, Browns. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Schultz hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-2 in the game. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. There goes Christman trying to get to home. York throws to Unser who tags Christman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. Unser bunts towards third. Christman picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Christman. Wood goes all the way around to score. Unser moves to third. It's 8-1 Browns. Rip Radcliffe pinch hits for Stubby Overmyer. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Unser scores. It's 8-2, Browns. Charlie Metro pinch runs for Rip Radcliffe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metro moves to second. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Schultz for a passed ball. Metro moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoover hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of lobs. Hoover reaches second base with a double. Metro scores. Kramer scores. It's 8-4, Browns. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoover scores. It's 8-5, Browns. George Caster now pitching. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harris takes first base on ball four. Wakefield moves to second. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Tigers 5. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Orrell now pitching. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. McQuinn moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. Lobbs moves to second. It's 9-5, Browns. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Lobbs moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Christman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Unser picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Unser. Lobbs scores. Stevens scores. Burns moves to third. Christman moves to second. It's 11-5, Browns. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Schultz hits a pop-up towards second. Wood catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Wood. Burns scores. Christman moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 12-5, Browns. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 12, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Ross pinch hits for Joe Orrell. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hoover hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 12, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.